Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Top Peaches Football, Christmas Eve. Woman Crush Wednesday, last hour of the show. Anything you want to hear? Favorite female artist, band, send a request, flat support, text line at 410-583-1057. We'll do our picks coming up here in a couple of minutes. Me and Nolan, Mike Pope's on the other side of glass. Vinny's on vacation next couple of weeks. Won't see him until the calendar year of 2026. He's over there trying out the cheese in Switzerland. Maybe they'll have that ratatouille. Wasn't that a rat that was cooking? Anyway, Philip Rivers. Quarterback news for you. He's going to start for the Colts again. I know you don't want to talk about him anymore, but he's going to start in week 17 against Jacksonville. Jacksonville still has a chance at the number one seed in the AFC because they just beat Denver in Denver this past Sunday. The Colts, their playoff chances. I mean, that horseshoe should be upside down because it's running out of luck, but old man Rivers, I'm going to try to keep him alive.
Right, and even though he looked pretty competent the other night, you know, look what happens. The defense gives up all 5 touchdowns to Brock Purdy, and the game isn't even close. Even the score at times, it looked maybe a little bit close, like they could be within striking distance. It wasn't. Anyone that watched that game knew exactly what was going to happen. And so I think if the stars align for 1 week and Phillip Rivers has himself a crazy 4 touchdown, no interception game, they could still lose.
Well, Rashawn was trying to get rid of tickets to the Commanders and Cowboys coming up. Oh, Josh Johnson starting for Washington, so get them while they're hot. Josh Johnson, former Raven a couple of times, he's going to make the start for the Commanders. Both teams out of the playoff picture for sure. But Josh Johnson, I mean, what, 18 years in the league? He's played for almost 18 teams. He's going to give it the old college try. Chris Marcus Mariota is not going to go, and Jaden Daniels is out for the season. Disappointing year for sure for both teams for different reasons.
And I've heard some people saying, well, a regression was just going to happen to Washington no matter what. I don't know if I'd really buy that. I think a healthy Jaden Daniels, unless he went the CJ Stroud route where the gap between or the drop off between the rookie year and the second year was so drastic that would sink them. I think if Daniels was healthy all year, they're in the mix down the stretch.
They had problems at running back. Eckler was an aging player to begin with. He got hurt. Kroski Merritt was a rookie. Rodriguez, not exactly, you know, John Riggins, not to say sucks by any stretch. They signed McLaurin to the big deal, and then he missed a bunch of time with an injury, and then his holdout. Even Quinn said at the time was becoming somewhat of a distraction, but they kind of went all in. They brought in Von Miller, for instance, defensively to supplement what they already had. I mean, it's just been a myriad of problems for them and for the Cowboys. I mean, Dak Prescott's thrown for over 4,000 yards. He's got two number one receivers to throw to. Williams can run the ball. Their defense stinks.
And they keep saying, like, all right, you know, next year. Next year. Next year's the year. You keep kicking that can down the road. I mean, we've been saying it for, what, 30 years, 40 years?
They have not been in a championship game in 30 years. That is insanity.
Next year's the year.
Yeah. Even the Jets have been in more championship games. I think the Jets have been in three since Dallas has last played in an NFC championship game. What, Parcells had him in, what, 98? Rex went back-to-back in, what was it, 09 and 2010?
Yeah.
Think about that, Cowboy fan. Even the Jets have been in more championship games in recent vintage than you have. Ouch. Feel the pain. Well, the Ravens were in one 2 years ago. They're not going to one this year. But, you know, one of the problems the Ravens have had this year is turning the ball over, especially on the ground. Tie with Seattle, right, for most fumbles lost. Todd Monken yesterday tried to explain why that's been a problem and what they're going to do the last 2 weeks to hopefully fix it.
Well, we're working the hell out of it, and that's what we're going to continue to do. I mean, that's life. You guys, I've been up here for 3 years now, and it's we're human. We're going to make mistakes. I mean, that's what humans do. And then what do? You fight like hell to fix it. That's what you do, individually and collectively, from the player level to the position coach level and then to the coordinator level, and we make sure that we fight like hell to eliminate it. That's what you do. Because we know, I mean, how do you win? You don't turn the ball over and you create turnovers. You're explosive and you don't give up explosives. You score touchdowns in the red zone. You don't give up touchdowns. We convert to keep drives alive. Eliminate lost yardage plays, all of those things. When you do that, you're going to be successful in offense. You're going to be highly successful.
Well, minus -4 turnover differential for the Ravens here in 2025. And Derrick Henry hadn't fumbled since week 3. But his fumbles, what's it, 4 of them now?
Yep.
3 of the 4 have been catastrophic fumbles. And the one against Buffalo, that was a game where the Ravens were playing out the fourth quarter up by double digits. He fumbled, got him back in the game. And then this past weekend against New England, they were going up at least 10-0 in that game. Coughed it up and, you know, a drive killer for sure.
Right. I think the frustration more with Zay Flowers here. I mean, because these have all been in the open field when, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no excusing Henry's either. I mean, I don't want to make it about one or the other, but to me, the Flowers one, especially in that moment of the game, that was like what Henry did in week one. You know, it's late in the game. He got a chance to go win it. And Henry had a chance to put it away, but Zay had a chance to, all right, let's get this drive going. You have a negative play on the first play of that drive. Get the ball out quick to Zay. Get the ball in his hands. Let's spark something here and go. And I don't know if it's because what other people keep saying, that he has it in his head that I've got to score a touchdown right here and we got to win this game. I got to score a 21-point touchdown and that sort of thing. But he just keeps fumbling. He keeps fumbling. It's to a point where we've had callers. I said it watching the game. That ball's coming out as soon as it's in his hands. And look, Zay's very talented. One of Lamar's preferred targets. He is
Pro Bowl receiver.
Deserving of it. But this fumbling thing, it's got to be a one-off thing for him. This has to end in 2025. I mean, he'll have fumbles later in his career. You won't play clean for the rest of your career. But can't have a year like this again. Because if he does, I don't care about the yardage. I don't care about the touchdowns. I don't care if he's Lamar's preferred target. That's the kind of thing that would prevent me from paying a wide receiver top-tier money. If I'm going to hand out that money, it's got to be a slam dunk sure thing. And turnovers are far from that.
When we come back, pardon me, we're going to get to the picks. I'm way behind. Nolan's Jason Vinny. We'll get into all of that good stuff and then keys to victory. If you want to get in, your last chance, 410-583-1057. We'll be crushed Wednesday or on the Christmas Eve.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. Vinny and Haney's Football Pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
All right, week 17. NFL season starts tomorrow, Christmas Day, with 3 games. We'll get to all of that and more. No college this week, with all due respect to the bowl games that are going to be happening over the next couple of days, as the playoffs will resume New Year's Eve, and then 3 games coming up on New Year's Day. So, Nolan, without further ado, with booze on the line, and I can really go for one of those right now.
That's right. We were all correct with the 49ers on Monday night, so the standings stay the same. Vinny is still on top. 4-pick lead on me, 20-pick lead on Bob. So we got some work to do here this week. Starting tomorrow, 3 Christmas games, Dallas and Washington. You might not want to go see it in person, but we'll watch at home. The spread favors Dallas by 7.5. You said Josh Johnson's starting a quarterback. I don't care who's starting a quarterback for Washington. I'm taking Dallas.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Dallas. They could still put points on the board, even though they didn't do a great job of it against the Chargers. I mean, can Josh Johnson generate enough offense to make that shaky defense sweat? Nah. I'll go Cowboys, even though I want to take Washington.
Lions and Vikings here in this one. Detroit favored by 7.5. Still clinging on to some hope. Still clinging on to some hope there, is, I think, even though they lost to the Steelers this past week. Either way, we know how we feel about 9 there with Minnesota. And giving yourself a nickname never pans out well. Case in point here, I will go with the Lions on the road.
Yeah, and I don't even think 9's playing. Got a fracture in his hand.
Even better.
Brosmer's going to be the dude. I will go with Detroit with their season on the line. Like the Ravens, the Lions have played themselves into this situation, which is one that is not where they figured to be. Hey, week three, when they're in Baltimore, hey, possible Super Bowl preview. Not unless they're having a party together.
And the nightcap tomorrow, Broncos taking on the Chiefs. All divisional matchups here. The spread, crazy in this one. Denver favored by 13.5. Obvious reasons here. Kansas City has nothing to play for. The quarterback injuries, you name it. But NFL schedule makers getting their comeuppance here after scheduling Kansas City on both Thanksgiving and Christmas. Went back to the well one too many times. They'll pay for it here. Give me Denver. They get their bounce back.
Yeah, feel that pain. Who's the quarterback? Mike Livingston for the Kansas City Chiefs. Denver still trying to secure the number one seed. Let's go Broncos.
Over here to Saturday's action, Houston and the Chargers. We know that Texans defense is strong as any, but the Chargers favored by 2.5 at home here. I have Vinny's picks to my side. He's taking Houston, which means that's a good opportunity for me to take a home team that's favored. I'll go with the Chargers, try to make up some ground.
Houston's been on a heater as of late. Raiders made him sweat a little bit. Who's running the ball for the Houston Texans? That's a problem. I'm taking the Chargers at home in this game.
Circle back to the Ravens at the end here, but over to Sunday, big implications for the Ravens, we hope. Pittsburgh traveling to take on Cleveland. You can say, all right, it's a divisional matchup. Maybe they'll give them some fits. And the spread, 3 in favor of Pittsburgh for now. No DK Metcalf. To me, I say no problem. Whether the Ravens win or lose on Saturday, still no problem. I think Pittsburgh wins no matter what.
Yeah, and Cleveland's had a hard time last couple of weeks stopping the run. We saw Jalen Warren go off second half against the Lions. The Steelers will win. But again, and we'll get to the Ravens here in a second, if the Ravens lose, Like the old commercial said, what's my motivation? What's my motivation? But let's go that they're motivated and they beat the Cleveland Browns.
Saints and Titans here, 2.5 in favor of the road team Saints. They're on a roll right now. Quarterback looks pretty good. Who's the true best rookie quarterback right now? Maybe we'll find out. As good as Cam Ward has looked these past couple weeks, I think Shuck might be just a hair better. I'll go with the Saints.
All Shucks. Let's go New Orleans. Chris Olave, he's a stud.
Jaguars and Colts. Colts, the slimmest of chances. The Phillip Rivers factor. Vinny's actually taking them here, even though the Jags are favored by 6.5. Much hotter right now. Don't have to tell me twice. Give me Jacksonville.
Yeah, Jacksonville. Jonathan Taylor's had a hard time running the football the last few weeks. Phillip Rivers, again, he looks like a big kid trying on a little kid's football uniform that they got for Christmas. His helmet barely fits, and a jersey gets over his shoulder pads, barely. Jacksonville's playing really good football. Trevor Lawrence playing good football, and their defense is picking up the pace. Sorry, Phillip Rivers, you're losing, Jags.
Buccaneers and Dolphins, Tampa Bay favored by 5.5 as the road team here. I think they'll stay alive for one more week, even though they are still chasing after losing to Carolina last week.
Sorry, Quinn Ewers, you're going down. Tampa Bay, even though they haven't exactly been lighting the world on fire, but Buccaneers will get one on the road.
Cardinals and Bengals, Cincinnati favored by 7 at home. Could be another big-time performance for Joe Burrow. And that defense would really have to try to choke that away to the Cardinals' offense. Bengals win big here. I'll say they cover, too.
Yeah, I'm going with Cincinnati where they lay in 7. Chase Brown has a big day, too. Pick a guy. Hey, you want a touchdown this week? It's going to be one of those days as Arizona, their coach, probably coaching out the string. Bengals big. I'm going to know.
Patriots back in contention for that number one seed in the AFC. They're favored by 13.5 over their rival Jets. No chance that they go with an upset here, New England.
Don't ever think it. Patriots big.
Now, here's a somewhat interesting one. Seattle taking on Carolina. Carolina, like we just said, they get the big win over Tampa Bay last week. They're on the driver's seat for that division, but they got to keep their foot on the gas. Seattle's got to keep their foot on the gas to maintain the number one seed. Seahawks favored by 7 here. I'll go the easy route, play it safe, and go with Seattle, but something in my gut tells me Carolina could make some noise.
Well, my gut's saying the same thing, and I'm going to agree with the gut. I'm going with Carolina to pull the win off here. As Dowdle's been a fine for them since he took over for Chuba Hubbard as the number one dude. We talk about McMillan being a stud and the defense. I mean, they're not great, but they're good enough. I don't know. Sam Darnold turning the ball over just keeps sticking in my craw, man. So I'm going Carolina.
The most important game of the week, Giants and Raiders, not because of the playoffs, obviously, but this one will very likely decide who gets the number one pick in next year's draft. Spread is 1.5 in favor of Vegas. Another case of looking at what Vinny's doing. He's taking the Giants. I want to take the Giants, but I can't do it. I got to make up these four games. Give me the Raiders.
I'm agreeing with Vinny in this one. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants put a foot up their rear ends, to be totally honest with you. Pete Carroll could be one and done as the head coach there with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Weird scheduling this week. I know we got the three Christmas games, two on Saturday, but on Sunday, there's only two games in the 4 o'clock hour. One absolutely stinks. We just talked about it. The other one, all eyes will be there. Epic. Philadelphia and Buffalo. Big time matchup here. 1.5 in favor of Buffalo at home. The Eagles trying to say that they're fully back, but they're not beating any good teams as they try to get back into this. Buffalo right now, they're rolling. I think the fact that this one is being played at Buffalo, I'll give them the edge here. I'm still not fully convinced with Philly.
I'm going with the Bills because Josh Allen was banged up against Cleveland. Didn't have the greatest games by any stretch of the imagination. James Cook leads the NFL in rushing yards. I'm going with the Bills, man. That's Buffalo up here.
And then Sunday Night Football, Bears and 49ers, another great one here in the NFC, a lot on the line. 49ers favored by 3 at home. I'll give them the nod in this one. It's nothing really against the Bears. I just think maybe still riding that high of beating the Packers and what that game meant for their season, that maybe they come back down to earth a little bit.
I'm going to go Chicago because they're finding ways to win in some wins of the miraculous variety. And with Swift and Manungai, the kid from Rutgers, they can run the ball a little bit. George Kittle got banged up on Monday night against the Colts. And I know Purdy, Nolan, was outstanding with five TDs. Even made your boy D-Rob look good, former Ravens receiver. He got one of them TDs. I'm going with the Bears. For you, Mike Harmon, if you're listening, go Chicago. Duh, Bears.
And then lastly here, Ravens and Packers. The spread favors Green Bay by 3. Doesn't seem like weather's going to be too much of an issue. It'd be a little frigid, but nothing like the typical scene in Lambeau this time of year. My final score, I'm going to say Green Bay wins this one 24-19. That score sounds a little close there, Nolan, but you know what? I think maybe a late push by Ravens, a late touchdown will make this one look closer than it is. It's starting to look like Lamar's not going to play. I got nothing personally against Huntley, but he would have to play as close to perfect to make this thing happen. And I just, between everything we've said all week, the Packers have way more to play for here. I don't see the Ravens pulling this out.
Yeah, usually Matt LaFleur and his Packers are good in December. Maybe that wasn't the case last week against the Bears. If Lamar plays, I'm going 27-21 Packers. If he doesn't, I'm going 27-13 Green Bay. Either way, I'm taking the Packers to breathe the air of postseason football, where the Ravens would be officially eliminated from playoff contention. It's an unfortunate situation, unexpected situation for sure, but got to go with the Pack. Even if it's Malik Willis, they'll find a way to win this.
We'll talk about him during keys, but I think you're right. There may be a little deceptiveness to going with the backup there. If people think, oh, the backup quarterback's in, the Ravens got a real shot. He might present a unique challenge that Love doesn't, but we'll talk about that after the break.
When we come back, we'll have those keys. If you want to get in, this is your last chance to do so at 410-583-1057. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song. We'll play it. Favorite female artist or band. We got a fun house trip coming up in around 1:45 or so, 20 minutes. And then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. And then tomorrow, chock full of football fun here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
Vinny's on vacation next couple of weeks, so Nolan McGraw is going to step in and give us keys. Ravens need to win out. You know the scenario at this time. 3-point dogs. We just did our picks for Saturday night's game. So, Nolan, if the Ravens, based on the point spread, are going to pull off the upset, what are the keys to do
well,
so?
We'll start here with one that doesn't matter who's playing quarterback for the Ravens, whether it's Lamar or Huntley. Got to protect this guy. 2 sacks or less allowed. This past week when the Packers lost to the Bears, they didn't bring Caleb Williams down at all. So we talk about the Micah Parsons impact, trying to adjust to life without him. At least for that game there, no success whatsoever getting after the quarterback. Now, they go up against this Ravens O-line. Maybe that'd be just the cure they're looking for, but I'll say protect whoever's starting the quarterback, 2 sacks or less.
Yeah, 33 sacks on the year for Green Bay, but 12.5 go to Micah Parsons in that category.
Over to their run game. Initially, I had this limited to just Josh Jacobs, but he's not 100% right now. And you look again, go back to that game against the Bears. It was more about the full group effort for them running the ball. So I'll extend it to all of their running backs, all of their ball carriers, under 4 yards per carry collectively. That's what I'm looking for the Ravens defense here.
Yeah, and you mentioned the running backs banged up. Wilson's had some moments for them, Emmanuel Wilson, but I think that's a possible, it's a doable key. Maybe.
Yeah, Wilson was great this past week. 14 carries for 82 yards. Nobody found the end zone on the ground. But I teased this before the break. If Malik Willis is going to play, he can use his legs. Jordan Love, not a statue, but on the year, Love here, I mean, a high in carries was 7. High in rushing yards, 29. Willis this past week alone, 44 on 10 carries. So he'll be in the mix. He'll add something. Especially if Josh Jacobs isn't 100%, I'd expect Willis to try to pick up the slack a little bit. So that adds a different wrinkle. Third key here, 5 penalties or less. The Bears and the Browns game this year, the first Browns game that is, the only games the Ravens have won this year with more than 5 penalties. They had 6 in each of those games, so still pretty close. But they're, all the other games have been fantastic when they limit the penalties. I said it leading up to either the Patriots game or the game prior about how bad this O-line has been for the Ravens this year, but they haven't been penalized. And I was almost saying, well, hey, start holding. At least give yourself, protect the quarterback a little bit. They can't call holding on every play. I say that in jest, but this past game, offensive line more sloppy, false starts, stuff like that. They didn't get dinged in terms of yardage. The Pats actually had more penalty yardage on less penalties, but still, got to clean it up.
5 penalties or less.
5 penalties or less.
Good luck with that.
Sounds so simple.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's so easy, isn't it?
Well, final key here.
Yes.
Clean game with turnovers. They're 5-0 on the year when they don't turn it over. Pretty obvious stat. Huntley, be a game manager if you got to play. And Lamar in there. I don't know if my turnover concerns are necessarily with him. I mean, he's thrown some picks this year. He's had some ugly ones. But we've seen balls bounce off of guys' hands, fall into the hands of defender. We've seen him deliver the ball, or even Huntley last week. He delivers the ball to Zay Flowers in crunch time. Ball comes out. Derrick Henry, ball comes out. Got to clean it up. If the Ravens don't turn it over, I think they got a great shot. I mean, I think that I'm not guaranteeing a victory if they don't turn it over. They would have to, I think, take it a step further, or take one or two of their own from the Packers, but that's got to be the starting point. Because it just one turnover here with a backup quarterback could be enough to kill you.
Nolan's keys. We're going to revisit these when we come back on Monday because we're off tomorrow and Friday celebrating the holiday. We have time for a call. Let's get out to the phone. 410-583-1057. Let's go get Bailey in Baltimore. Bailey, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, y'all. Happy holidays. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to get in here while we're, kind of sitting in the situation that the Ravens are in. And really, I've never watched a game in recent memory where I'm watching the offense or I'm watching the defense and being like, this guy can't do X, Y, and Z thing. This is what we should do. And usually I'll feel that way and I'll, the analysts will break it down and be like, oh, they could have done that. I could have done this, blah, blah, blah. That team could not stop an outside run from Derrick Henry or Zay Flowers. And you put Keaton Mitchell in there, which is, you've been hearing this all week. I feel like a broken record, but I just have to say it. It's bizarre to me that they didn't go back to Derek. And then John's like, oh, there's a rotation. You have, the object of the game is to win the game. Forget your feelings. Like, forget this trying to work everybody in. Like, you have Derek Henry, one of the best running backs of all time, will be a Hall of Famer, and you put him on the sidelines. I just think this is an indictment on John Harbaugh. This is a completely example of why he needs to go. Honestly, I was expecting Monday morning for him to be gone because we're essentially eliminated at this point. But I understand why they're keeping him around because we are mathematically still.
Nope, I'm having a Bailey. Bailey's gone.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, the points hold true. I think everyone's been harping on it, but it's because everyone's asking the same thing. And we, even if we had an answer, it isn't a good one. I think, to me at this point, throw out the last drive, the one where Zay fumbled. I mean, it was only two plays. For Henry to not be on the field for the start of that drive. I could excuse that if you wanted to go with, all right, we're 2 minute here. We got to go hurry up. We're going to be passing predominantly. I can accept that. But the previous drive, where you had a chance to milk the clock, put it away before the Pats even got a chance to then take the lead, that's the egregious one. Because you did run a full set of downs, pick up a first down with Keaton Mitchell on the field, reset the downs, Derrick Henry still doesn't come back in. There's no way to slice that drive and excuse Derrick Henry not being out there. If you wanted to go the old route of, well, we went three and out, so there was only three plays, and we passed on two of them, that's bogus to begin with, right. But you reset the downs. You had a whole nother three to work with, and Henry didn't get any of them.
Yeah, I think that's been maybe a bigger problem for the fans is the explanation for why he went on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Rotation, as the caller just said, and Monken basically deferring to John Harbaugh's explanation, and none of it makes any sense.
And they did say that, all right, with the rotation, it sounds like the intent was Mitchell would start the drive, Henry would finish the drive and bruise it. But that doesn't make sense either because, again, the way that game was playing out there, Keaton Mitchell was not having a good game. It happens to everybody. I think Keaton Mitchell's been great this year. We all wanted him to have carries early on. We all wanted him to be active. But he was under 2 yards per carry on Sunday night. There's no reason for him to be out there. Henry starts the drive. If you want to change it up when you get down in the red zone and throw Mitchell in then, sure. But go with the hot hand to actually get you in the red zone.
And it's about a must-win game as they played all season long. Ravens finished 3-6 at home this year, and their last three losses, three of the last four games have been losses, have all been at M&T Bank Stadium. Jonah Schaefer tweeting out within the last 10 minutes, Lamar Jackson not at practice today. Only player, however, not there for whatever that means. The most important guy's not on the field tomorrow. Final on-field workout, and then we'll know that. If he's not there tomorrow, he's not playing, and I'm still thinking that's a slim chance anyway.
I think today was the tell. I mean, yesterday, walkthrough, whatever. He's missed at least one practice a week for over
7 weeks.
7 weeks at this point. Yesterday didn't matter, but now today, even if he's out there tomorrow, it would probably be limited. I don't know if that's enough on a short week.
We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse, and then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. It's Wubba Crush Wednesday. It's Christmas Eve. Keep it tuned to the fan. We're having some fun. How about you? You got Maryland basketball Sunday at home against Old Dominion. Then you have the Ravens on Saturday. Full slate of games in the NFL. College football playoffs do not resume until next weekend, New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. But I mean, I'm sure we'll have plenty to get into as we wrap up the calendar year of 2025.
Ravens alone, we will be covered come Monday. Rest assured, no problem. And then speaking of the Ravens, pregame on Saturday, if you got nothing going on this holiday weekend, come on out and see us. We're at Falston Barrel House. Barrel House Live at Falston Barrel House,
nice.
I should say. Great venue. I love going there. Doesn't matter that I live 15 minutes down the road. I'd go there anyway.
Okay.
Great food, great drink specials, great atmosphere. They got a live band playing during the game on Saturday night. Come on out and see us.
Yeah, so that's this coming Saturday night. As the game was flexed. It is what it is. Now, if the Ravens win, Pittsburgh loses, next week we'll be talking about the Ravens and Steelers in a winner-take-all game.
Mm-hmm.
I think the more likely scenario is, as we've talked about, that we'll be talking about the Ravens playing the Steelers in a game that means nothing. Because Pittsburgh will have already clinched the division. And if Lamar's not going to roll Saturday and he didn't practice today, then he's not playing the finale, I would assume. Because what's the point by then?
Right.
We're going to see Mason Rudolph playing for Pittsburgh, too.
Sure. And this just popped into my head with Bailey. We had that caller in the last segment, and he was saying that he would have fired Harbaugh this Monday, the day after they lose to the Patriots. All right, we understand why. You're still technically alive. You get eliminated this weekend. Week 18 doesn't matter. Does he get... This is with the hypothetical that he is getting fired.
Right.
Do they wait to do it on Black Monday after Week 18? Or would you see a scenario where they could do it a week early.
Assuming that's what Steve Bisciotti's thinking right now.
Right.
That a change is needed. Oh, man. Why not get ahead of it and then pursue, you know, him and Eric DaCosta and everyone else, start putting together a wish list of guys. Apparently, Jesse Minter's turned into the next Vince Lombardi here because he does have Baltimore ties and now with the Chargers out there in L.A. And we'll see. But I don't think Harbs gets whacked. But I didn't think Brandon High would get fired, and I sure as hell didn't think he'd get fired in May.
Yeah.
So who knows, man?
Right.
It's been a disappointing year for the Ravens, and somebody's going to feel the heat. I would think it'd be more of a coordinator thing than anybody else.
I think the optics of that, if he got fired this coming Monday, Ravens being eliminated, I mean, that to me would show that Bisciotti was really pissed off and almost living in the moment. Now, I'm not going to say that he got carried away because I'm in the camp of fire Harbaugh. But I think if you're – Vinny keeps saying the whole mutual parting of the ways that, again, that you keep saying that.
Well, he's under contract.
Right.
He's not going to walk away from that money.
That's only in public perception only.
Sure.
The conversation is still Bisciotti going to Harbaugh and saying, you're fired. You're done here. That's it. We'll put the statement out. And if you want, we'll call it a mutual parting of the ways. If you want us to say that you're fired, we'll say that. But we're, you know, 18 years here. We'll do you that courtesy, that respect. If that's how you want the optics to look, we'll do it. But to say that this is actually a decision up to the both of them and Harbaugh's actually in control here and could say that, you know what, my time in Baltimore is done. He's never going to leave. If you left it up to him, he'd coach here until he dies.
Yeah, I go back to Buck Showalter when he left the Orioles. They didn't technically fire him. His contract expired. Mm-hmm. They didn't renew the deal. And I think that was the same thing with Reed in Philadelphia, too. John Harbaugh is under contract beyond 2025. So I don't see him mutually agreeing to walk away from a big old fat paycheck here.
No chance. No chance. But I think it would be very telling. And then, obviously, you make a coaching change. We have to hear from Bisciotti at that point. I would say even if you keep him, we need to hear from Bisciotti. And I haven't even been historically one of those guys that's like, this guy needs to talk every single year and blah, blah, blah. It's more often than not, I think that creates more problems than it does good. But after the Tucker stuff, we never heard from him. I think that was an appropriate time for him to talk. You make a coaching change, even sticking with Harbaugh, he needs to talk and explain why. I think it's time that he speaks up.
We can even go back to, real quick, the end of the Billick regime. The year before he got fired, or the year before they won 13-3, when he pretty much took over and was still new to the job. Like, Brian knows that this is a big year for us because they faltered in 2005. Ray Lewis was whining about his contract, and Billick was sitting right next to Bisciotti as he was more or less telling anyone who would listen in the building and via the TV cameras and such, if they suck this year, he's toast. Mm-hmm. And then they went 13-3, then bottomed out in 07, and we all saw how that turned out.
Things change quick. That's the NFL, man.
Well, that's going to do it for us. Mike Pope, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and the family, my man. Appreciate your help, of course. And we'll talk to Mike next week when we get back. And Nolan, have a great holiday, you and your family.
Same to you. I won't bother you. You don't bother me.
Well, you know the drill.
I'll see you Monday.
You know the deal. We'll be back on Monday. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Have a great holiday weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you on Monday. For now, class dismissed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.